Now, moving to a new town and school can be really tough for kids. A new TVNZ show follows a young Kiwi who's offered New Zealand's favourite fruit as an olive branch by her new friends.
Called Periaho. I've just moved from the city and I'm a bit nervous about making new friends. If the offer's still on the table, I'd like to apply for a membership to your Fijoa gang.
Club. It's a club. Not a gang. Definitely not a gang.
You know, I actually really like Fijoas.
Welcome to the club. Don't take that out of context, though, because the rest of us don't actually like eating Fijoas at all.
The Fijoa Club is actually filmed in Taranaki, and the cast features kids from the area. Actor and director Nicole Whippy of Shortland Street fame is part of the project and is on the line to tell us all about it. Hi, Nicole.
Well, Jesse, how are you?
How did you ever find time to make this show?
I know, right?
You're on a break from Shortland Street.
I did. I think, no, I hadn't started on Shortland Street yet. In fact, Shortland Street was just a glimmer in my eye. I didn't even know I was about to get it. So I had just finished working with Kyle and Kerry, the creators of the show, on ViFilm, which was a feature film that we shot around the Pacific.
Okay, so how did this get started?
Well, they wrote this. This is actually based on their life, Kerry Wakia and Kyle McNaughton's life. They used to live in Auckland, and they decided to make the move out to the country, down to Hawera, for, you know, just a better lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, Kerry's from Papua New Guinea, where, you know, living in a village life where they're living off the land. She's really into that. You know, she wanted to raise chickens in her backyard. So they made the move, and this is really based on how the kids reacted to it. Kiki, who actually plays our lead in the show, Perry, found it tricky, kind of, you know, getting into country life as such. And so, yeah, this is really based on their whānau and the move that they made down there.
What was the appeal for you?
What was the appeal for me? Well, obviously working with Kerry and Kyle and Vi, which was a has been a huge festival hit. They were just incredible producers. I am an actor. I come from an acting background, screen and theatre. And Vi was an opportunity for me to step up as a Pacifica female director. I'd never shot anything like this, like a series, an episodic series. And so when they said to me, you know, do you want to come on board and work with kids, which you stupidly should never do, I said yes.
And so what's the premise?
What's the premise? So, well, you summed it up pretty well. It's it follows Perry. Perry is a young Auckland girl whose two dads decide to make the move to the country, down to Hawera, although we never know that it is... I mean, we know it's Taranaki. We've got the beautiful maunga in the background of most of our shots. But, yeah, it follows her journey, kind of breaking into, you know, meeting new kids and figuring her way out and at school. And so she comes across a group of really cool kids that belong to a club called the Fijoa Club, and they actually go around solving mysteries. But the mysteries are all really kind of like New Zealand-based mysteries. They're really cool. It's like all about their whakapapa and about Taranaki. So, yeah, it's got a really great connection to Kiwi kids, which I love about it.
How revolutionary is it to film something like this on site in Taranaki rather than, you know, a studio somewhere in Auckland?
Yeah, I mean, and as you said, like all the cast, all the kids we found down in Taranaki, and they're amazing. The kids are incredible. Like, there's a few stars there, actually, which I expect to see a lot more in the future. I mean, it's completely revolutionary, and this diverse cast, I mean, Kiki, Vavaki McNaughton, Kiki, which is Kerry and Kyle's daughter, she plays our lead, Perry. She is Papua New Guinean, Scottish, Chinese, Māori.
Wow.
The rest of the Fijoa Club are Danielle, who plays Gemma Jane's Filipina, Sujal is Indian, and Dante and Te Waia are both Māori. So we have this amazing diverse cast. And then, of course, Perry's got two dads. And the two dads are Scotty Cotter is Māori Fijian, my Fijian brother, and Andy Wong is Chinese. And I don't think we've ever seen, you know, a Māori Fijian Chinese couple, two dads, ever on screen. So that is absolutely revolutionary. And the adult actors are amazing in this too.
How much hard work was it for you as a director?
As a director, actually not. Actually not this time. I work a lot with kids, which I think is also why Kerry and Cole put me on the show. Yeah. I run my own drama school in Point Chevalier in Auckland. So I'd spent a good 2-3 years working with kids as a you know, acting tutor. And also my story in Vi, in the feature film that I just shot, was the story of Vi as a child. So I was working with kids in Fiji. So I think all of that kind of background was the reason why they asked me to come on board. And I don't think I've ever laughed so much on a job. We just, it didn't feel like, you know, it didn't feel like work.
And the show itself is funny too, right?
The show's really funny. If you haven't seen it. It's really, really good. When I received the script from Kerry and Cole, I think it took me about 5 minutes to read the 6 episodes. And I was like, whoa, this is so good.
Mm.
This is fantastic. And we are seeing things that we haven't seen before on New Zealand screen. And we are showcasing our kids. And these are stories that I never got to see as a kid growing up. You know, I was having a conversation with somebody the other day about, you know, they said to me, who were your role models when you were growing up? Who were you seeing on screen? And I was like, I remember watching a lot of Happy Days.
Mm.
You know, like Joni and yeah. The Fonz. Like, no one that looked like me. I had no one that looked like me, you know, and yet my daughter, my 10-year-old daughter, who was a Fijian New Zealander, is going to be watching the show and seeing kids that look like her on screen, and I love that about it.
Might be slightly before your time, but I just want to give a quick shout-out to Children of the Dog Star and Steel Riders.
I remember Children of the Dog Star, but I remember being really scared of that show.
Yeah, it was really
scary.
It was
a little bit scary, right?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
and Steel Riders was a good one too. BMX, Bandits, that sort of thing. Anyway.
I vaguely remember that one too.
So how do people find this one? It's called The Fijoa Club.
How do they find it? So it is screening on the Hey Hey platform, which is a really safe online platform full of local content. I think it is, it's pretty much just Googling Hey Hey and you can hop on and watch it. You can watch all 6 episodes, which you will want to do because they're so funny and so great. You'll
For what sort of age watch. Kids?
Well, I would say probably as young as 5 or 6,
yeah.
Probably watch it. And as old as, well, you know, like I know adults, you know, my fellow Shortland Street actors have all watched it and love it as much as I have. So I don't think there's any age limit, definitely.
The name of that platform's Hey Hey. That's
H-E-I-H-E-I. That's right.
And we'll be talking about the Fijoa Club with director Nicole Whippy. Thanks for your time and good luck with the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Jessie.